Blog Talk Radio.
Of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Know Your Numbers and Get More Done. And this is what Magic Johnson has said. I'm a businessman, and what I know is numbers and business. If someone says they're from the government and they're here to help you, run away as fast as you can. But what if I said that the U.S. Census Bureau actually can help you and your small business grow? Yes, not the SBA, not any other government-related organization, program, or handout. The U.S. Census Bureau. And no, you don't have to be in the U.S. How? The secret is in the numbers. Well, if you haven't heard it a bunch of times already, let me know. And start off by saying it once more. In business, you have to know your numbers. And who's better at numbers than the U.S. Census Bureau? Still, you ask, what has this to do with your business? Well, first understand that you're not alone. Lots of other people have their own businesses too, all shapes and sizes. Loads and loads of them. So, here in the U.S., who better to take a look at the numbers behind all businesses than the U.S. Census Bureau? You probably just thought they counted heads, right? To see how large the population is at the time of the census? Heck no. They collect data on the number of different aspects of the population, and that includes their businesses. Then they release it for anyone to look at, including you and me. And there is some incredible, powerful data that no one is talking about that you need to know right now. The data no one is talking about. If you look at the data that the census provides and you don't care if you're in the U.S. or not, this info applies. You'll see some starting info. There are 22,491,080 solopreneurs in the U.S. They average 70 hours a week working. So, what do they get from all that effort? They average $45,687.79 in annual revenue. 90% make less than $100,000 per year. Stunned, shocked, crying out loud. It's okay, I can totally relate. Well, I used to. Okay, I lied. Truth be told, I haven't been able to relate in a long time. Why? Because the next set of data. Here's the real takeaway. Businesses that have between 1 and 20 employees, there are 5,217,507 of them in the U.S. Average 180 hours of work done per week. Yes, that's right. Not much more than double the hours the solopreneur puts in. And the kicker, their businesses average $457,205.35 in annual revenue. Sorry, should have warned you to sit down. You read that right. Over 10 times what the solopreneur makes every year. Why is that, you ask? Because the skills, experiences, and time of multiple people multiplies results, not just adds to them. Because one person can only do, know, and learn so much. Because business today requires more than one person. And more than that, the more people you can tap into, the better off you are. Want proof? The companies that have over 20 employees, 2,179,121 of them, average a whopping $13 million annually. And let's back up and let's think about this. Today, there are a lot of solopreneurs, but many of them are actually part of a network marketing or an affiliate program. What is happening today is that companies, instead of selling their products out of retail stores and paying high salaries to their sales consultants, what they do is they will do replicating websites where they can sell their products online and have people be distributors and use it through affiliate marketing, or another term being network marketing, in that word of mouth advertising. Because if you are using a health product, a technology product, whatever it is, and you know that you have friends that would use it as well, then it's easier for them to have you buy it, demo it to your friends, they're buying it from you, and you earning the commission, or offering them a opportunity to become a distributor and earn money doing the same thing. So that is why it is important to look at the numbers and what's out there and what people are looking for. So the most people you can tap into on a cost-effective basis, the better off your business is going to be. Now, I'm not advocating going out and hiring a ton of employees. I've been there, done that, and even if I didn't like you very much, I'd still caution you to look twice before you made that kind of leap. The hidden costs, paperwork, liability, etc., are something, in my humble opinion, to avoid unless absolutely necessary. Take something worse than a root canal. If you already have employees, you have my sincere respect and condolences. So, if you must have more people to truly reach the level of success you want, but employees aren't the way to go, what is? Outsourcing. Now, let me start by saying outsourcing became a routine way of doing business back in the latter part of the 20th century, when companies started cutting back on employees and looking to cut their expenses. For instance, one of the things that they used to outsource was their training and development. And why is that? Because it was cheaper for them to hire a consultant to come in and do the training and use those assessment profiles as part of what they did with their employees. Now, not just dabbling with a little outsourcing, not just a little thing on Fiverr here and there. What I'm suggesting is that you aggressively turn to outsourcing. Start getting rid of every task that you can really do not need doing. Leverage the skills, knowledge, and time of other people. For instance, what we're talking about with outsourcing is if you have a business and you need to market that business, instead of marketing it yourself, yourself when that is not your best skill, then why not go to a someone else who is a marketing expert and works from home just like you do? And in essence, what you're doing is creating new jobs for something, for someone else, because we have moved from the 9-to-5 jobs to more and more people working from home. And why is that? Because all a company has to do is supply the computer with the software and a phone that hooks into the main computer, and all they have to do is reroute calls that come in to their employees who are working from home. Start getting rid of every task that you do not really need to do. Leverage the skills, knowledge, and time of other people. Take a good, hard look at everything you're doing in your business. Not just you, but all of your staff. Anything that you are doing that you can outsource, do it. Start with what either takes the most time or will bring in the most revenue. You want the biggest impact you can create, so focus on time and money. Same with the tasks that your internal staff is handling. Are there things that have a higher return they could be focusing on? Are the paying $50 an hour for $20 an hour tasks? Yes, in the short term, there is value in having people to continue to do the tasks that you can trust. And hey, you've already got them on your team, so why not? It's so easy. But let me ask you this. Is your business a short-term one? My guess is it's not. So if you can't afford to think short term, at some point you have to suck it up and look at the long-term viability of what you're doing. Just how long can you continue to overpay for the work your company needs? A number of years ago, I had a staff of outsourcers. I had employees in my previous company and swore I'd never do that again. So these outsourcers were good. I had them for a few years. They knew all the company processes and procedures. Heck, they helped write a lot of them. But each year, they kept wanting to get paid more and more for the same task. And each year, it was easier to just go it than to take a good look at the bottom line. So we got caught up in the loop where the company had to produce more and more money for the exact same work output. We had to produce more product, drive more sales, handle more customer service, just to pay the staff, who then wanted more money because we were doing more work. The nail in the coffin was the same people who kept wanting to make more money. Our staff told us that we had to slow down. We were trying to move too quickly. At that point, we truly realized who was running the company. We had let the tail wag the dog for so long that we were now in a crisis point and had to make some drastic changes. I won't get into the gory details of how all that played out, but let's just say the transition to a new, leaner company did not happen the way we wanted it to. We lost a ton of momentum with our business growth, and it was a phenomenal, stressful time. So, lesson learned, you've got to have a team. You have to have good people on that team, and you have to pay reasonable rates. That story and some other horrible experiences led me in 2010 to finally create the solution I wish I had when I started. And why I'm the founder of a successful outsourcing company today that serves clients all over the world. The question you have to answer is, what are you going to outsource first? It's not whether you're going to outsource unless you like putting limits on your business, on what your business will earn, but it's not a matter of when, unless that's some reason that you prefer to make more money down the road rather than now. It's a matter of what, and that will lead you to who, how much, etc. So decide right now what's something you can have someone else do that can help your bottom line, and then go and outsource it. Your bottom line will thank you. If you still aren't convinced, here's some final data for you. You will only ever have 24 hours in a day. No matter how effective or productive you are in these 24 hours, you still won't ever get one more minute. Time for you absolutely will not scale. It's a fixed amount. Your business, however, can get as much time as it needs. It's almost infinitely scalable. There are people all over the world looking to trade their precious and finite time to your business in exchange for some compensation. It's time to make sure that you're getting as much of that kind of leverage that your business as possible. It will show next time you have to fill out your census form. And why is all of this important? Because numbers are everything that we need to think about and understand how to work with. And let's think about it. And what we've been talking about outsourcing. And why is outsourcing important? I remember taking a program, and it was called Hidden Secrets. And all it was really about was one thing, that when you are a solopreneur, what happens? You tend to, when you are just getting started, do everything yourself. But if you outsource and do the things that will help your business down the line, because what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? If you understand that, then if and you don't try to do all of those things that are your weaknesses right when you should be doing all the things that are your strengths, then what does it do? It helps you put yourself into a position where you can get more done. Because guess what? Every one of us has a natural behavioral style. That if you are a dominant personality, you can see the whole picture, but it's very difficult for you to explain that to someone else. If you are someone who's very outgoing, you're more of someone who likes to sell, who can go out and introduce yourself to friends to neighbors, but you may not be a good closer. So if you have someone that is a steadiness or a behavior pattern where they do things by the book and they have a way of talking, if you use someone else's strengths for your weaknesses, then you are more liable to get more things done than if you try to do all of them yourself. That is why it is important to understand how to utilize the things that you need to do to outsource. And you know what? You hear them talking about how this unemployment and how they're going to go out and create jobs. Well, any company has a finite number of people that they can use at any given time based on sales, because they're going to look at what's their bottom line and what's their profit. And if you are working for someone that has a building, they have a lot of overhead, a lot of expenses. So you cannot expect them to want to and offer and be able to pay you more money. But when you work from home in your own business, and one of the things that I'm doing is looking at putting together a quiz or a game around the different things that you can do working from home. And let me tell you a story about someone that I met a while ago, and he used to work for Earthlink. And what he did for Earthlink was that he would go and fix their computers. That basically was his main job. Well, when they did their big cutbacks of 60,000 people, what did he do? At first, he went out and he looked for another job. But in the interim, he decided, well, you know what? I can design websites. And he was making a decent living just designing websites, because guess what? At that time, a web designer was a relatively new profession, and it was created because what happens is, as the internet grew, as people started looking for ways to market cheaper and cheaper than having a website, something that you can change almost instantaneously to update when it came to your prices or whatever else you're doing or when a product was out of stock. But you had to be able to look at and be able to understand that. And then what he decided to do to expand his business was to offer people who were solopreneurs to develop websites for them and do their marketing for them. And in doing so, what did he do? He was able to contract with them, and he would set it up with a 60-40 split where he was earning money off of doing their marketing. And then part of his job with Earthlink was keeping up their computers. So what did he do for a third source of income? He went on Craigslist, and he posted that he could come in your home and repair computers. That way, you can do it without having to take your product to a Staples or a High Five Buys into their computer department and leave your computer there overnight. This way, you could have someone come in, work on it for a couple of hours, get it up and running. And you know what? Not only that, but today, you could also do it remotely with the software that's available for them to be able to go behind your computer. And you have software that you can download to keep your computers optimized. So, you see, even that what he was doing was at the cusp of the beginning of the transitioning into the home market, he was able to create multiple streams of income for himself. And all of this fits into what we're talking about is when you understand the numbers of the Census Bureau, then you can find someone who has the strengths in areas where you are weakest. And if the two of you work together, then you can generate and build a substantial income for yourself. And also, that if you are familiar with certain fields and what's happening with them, because new companies are starting every day. The problem is that so many people are looking for those those J-O-Bs where they go out and they work in someone's office. And those jobs are becoming more and more non-existent. So unless you understand how to utilize the internet, how to utilize your computer so that it can become a money-making avenue for them, and when you want to grow a business, then it is important that you look at the census bureau and look at what age group bracket that you're looking for and how you can turn that into an asset for you. And all of that can be broken down into numbers that the Census Bureau takes, because when they go in, they don't just want to know how many people in the house and when they were born. They want to know what your work status is. They want to know the generational things, because let's look at it this way. We are the seniors of today. Many of them were born before 1945, so many of them grew up in the corporate environment where you went out and you worked, and you worked for 25, 30 years, and then you got your retirement. And their children were the baby boomer generation. And that was the generation that they basically expected to work for 25 years. But that was the generation that started finding out that the big corporations started doing the buyout packages. And so everyone since that generation has got to look for other alternatives for employment opportunities. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And if you're interested in finding out how you can create job opportunities for yourself, then we can help you with both individual and group coaching.